This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:45, quarter till 7. It's going to rain today. Doesn't it stop? It is raining hard right now downtown. You can't see the bridge from the Crest City Connection from the 8th floor here at Magazine and Poydras. And I understand it's raining very hard in Mid-City as well. So, again, state law says, as well as common sense, if you got the windshield wipers on, you have to have the headlights on as well. So please take care of that. Before you text in, I'll tell people no flashers unless you're stopped. And keep in mind that it is in the forecast where they don't know really when the showers would park over you or train or cause some kind of street flooding. And, you know, the whole routine about they can drain an inch of water the first hour and a half an inch thereafter. But that's an average for the entire system. That doesn't mean that that's necessarily going to happen where you are. Bottom line, if the street's flooded, don't drive through it. We're going to talk with Jan Mueller now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, about what President Trump's doing with student visa interviews and Harvard and all of that. And I didn't really pay a lot of attention to this because I don't go to Harvard and I didn't think it mattered to me. But that's why we have an excellent production staff here. And they realize that it does have some Louisiana implications. And that's why we invited Jan on. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Tommy.
Let's talk about what the Trump administration is doing with student visa interviews, because honestly, and I try to be honest with the audience and everybody else, this was not on my radar because I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to Harvard. I don't care. Let the Ivy Leaguers fight it out. But tell me why it matters.
Well, it matters for what Trump is doing, of course, is he's curtailing all student visa interviews before.
All right, well, we lost Jan Mueller, so let's take a second here, and we'll try to reconnect with him to talk about it. Meanwhile, I will tell you that it is raining here in the CBD, as I told you before. Jan Mueller, are you back with us or not?
I'm back.
Jan's
I don't know
back.
What happened.
All right, well, we're back. That's all that counts. So tell us about, first off, let me take a step back, and I'll start over with, what is a student visa?
Well, before you come to the United States to study, if you're in a foreign country, you need to get a visa. And that means you have to go to the U.S. Embassy in your country and you get an interview and you tell them who you are and why you want to come to the United States. And generally, those aren't too difficult to get. They do a rudimentary background check and they make sure you're a person of good character and you are who you say you are. Donald Trump is proposing to make that process a lot harder. He's proposing to pause it altogether And then I think he wants to do a much more thorough check on anybody who wants to come. And the fear is, I think, this is not just going to affect Harvard, but universities in every state and every region of the country, because every university, including Louisiana, has about, 6,000, almost 7,000 foreign students at our university. And if that number plummets, you're going to have short-term but also long-term damage to Louisiana's economy. These are students who come to the United States and usually pay full price to go to a Louisiana university, and a lot of them and contribute to the economy. Some of them go back to their country after they're done studying, but a lot of them end up staying here, creating jobs, becoming tax-paying, productive citizens. A lot of them start companies. And so if you do this, you're not only going to cost these universities the revenue and the energy they get from these foreign students, but you're also going to, you don't know how many future scientists and engineers that you're missing out on who could help the Louisiana economy.
So what are they looking at social media for? How would they go about vetting them?
Well, it's a little unclear what the vetting process would look like or how long it would take. But the idea is that they're going to be going through people's social media profiles and trying to exclude people who might have said something that the Trump administration doesn't necessarily agree with. And so the presumption is there would be a lot fewer students getting these visas, and it would be a lot harder to get these visas. I think one of the things that has kept America's economy the envy of the world is the energy that we get by being this beacon where the smartest, most energetic people in countries all over the world see an American education as the golden ticket and America as the place that they want to go. And if we lose that, we're going to have not just short-term losses, but enormous long-term losses from all the immigrants who aren't going to come here the right way and contribute to our economy, not just in the short term, but in the long term.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jan Moeller about President Trump and the administration pausing student visas and trying to vet their social media accounts. And I guess I'm a little bit confused about this because I always thought that college.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Campuses were the places for protests, right? I mean, going back to Vietnam, Kent State, all that stuff. So I don't understand this. I do know, also don't understand how I fully get how you got to protect Jewish students from being hassled, but I also think you have to protect gay students, you have to protect Republican students, you have to protect liberal students, conservative students. Nobody should be hassled by anybody because of their beliefs. So I don't know that you can single out one or the other for doing this or that when the protections need to apply to everybody, at least in my opinion. And the other thing that I wonder about with these student visas is that, and we'll talk to Jan about this when we come back, about attracting the best and brightest to the country. The United States was, look, unless you're a Native American, you came here from somewhere else, right? So it depends on at what point do you close the gate. Somebody texted in and said, Trump ran on America first. Harvard is now 27% foreigners. Are Harvard and other schools putting America first? Well, that goes to what's your definition of America first? Because if you can attract somebody from a foreign country that is the best and the brightest, well, then that would be putting America first, right? 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The history of America is complicated. Somebody texted in and said, it's probably just me, although the smart and the brightest are taking over the country without firing a shot. Well, again, keep in mind when it comes to the history of the nation that the nation was taken over from Native Americans by those who did fire shots and disease and so forth. Jan Moeller's a guest, executive director of Invest in Louisiana, talking about the Trump administration pausing student visa interviews. Every action has a reaction. What effect would this have on Louisiana and the economy, Jan?
Well, we've already seen the number of foreign students at Louisiana universities go down, and in so we're not quite at COVID levels yet, but we're down from where we were. Again, these are students who come here and pay full tuition at universities, which and out-of-state tuition. So they pay a lot more to study here than anybody who's from Louisiana. And so I think universities are going to start to see the effects. They're already seeing the effects. We have a declining student population overall. And again, when you're a student who's paying full freight, you know, generally these are students who come from, you know, they might have money and resources, and they've done a lot already to get the privilege to come to America and study. So I think we're already seeing a decline in foreign students. If they stop these interviews, then certainly we're going to see that number plummet. And so and we talk all the time in Louisiana about out-migration and about our best and brightest leaving the state for places like Atlanta and Houston and Dallas and Washington, D.C. Here is a wonderful source of in-migration to the state that costs us nothing, that actually gains us hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for our universities, but just economic activity. Some of these folks stay. So I think this is a short-term problem for our universities, but a long-term problem for the state and for America as a whole if this country stops being seen as the place where the brightest people from around the world want to come and study. And again, even if you go back to your country, a lot of times people who come and study here leave with American values of freedom and you know, American values that they take back home with them. So this has always been a net gain, and I'm disappointed that we're at this point.
Thank you, Jan. Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. My concern from a policy standpoint is this seems like you're going with a cannon to kill a fly. Let's target the people that are the problems and deal with it that way rather than just throwing a blanket over the entire thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.